Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the 32nd verse of Surah Al-Ankabut. So once again, let's just listen to the verse, and we will be back with our discussion, the remainder of our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قال إن فيها لوطا قالوا نحن أعلم بمن فيها لننجينه وأهله إلا امرأته كانت من الغابرين.
Abraham said, indeed, within it is Lot. They said, we are more knowing of who is within it. We will surely save him and his family, except his wife. She is to be of those who remain behind.
Okay, so as you listen to the verse, brothers and sisters, you know that in the discussion that was going on between Prophet Abraham and those messenger angels from the Almighty Allah, they came to Prophet Abraham, they went to his house at first, they gave him the glad tidings, and they said that we do have some bad news. And they said that the people of Lut, and actually they said that أهل هذه القرية, the people of this town are going to be totally destroyed. إِنَّا مُهْلِكُ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ, they said. And thereupon, Prophet Abraham, because he was worried about the destiny of Prophet Lut, he said, what about Lut? إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوتًا, in this verse we read together. And they said that نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا. Verily, Lut is in it, but they said, we know very well who is in it. So they said, we are going to save him, لَنُنَجِّيَنَّهُ, but not his wife. We are not going to save his wife. Why? إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. So they may arise a question here, that did Abraham, عَلَى نَبِيْنَا وَأَلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, think that probably the punishment of Allah might seize Lutu, that he expressed his worry about Lut before the angels, and they assured him that Prophet Lut would be delivered? I mean, that's an important question. If not, why does this Prophet of Allah, Prophet Abraham, ask and actually express his worries about another prophet that he actually is sure of his messengership and his belief and his righteous deeds and everything? And that's an important question. Of course, the account of the rest of the people is different. I mean, the wives of the prophets, the normal people, and each and every other person, but not the messenger of the Almighty Allah. Why does Prophet Abraham express his worry and concern about Prophet Lut in front of those messenger angels? What was the point? We'll have a short break and we'll be back.
قال إن فيها
So, brothers and sisters, as we said, this important question may arise here, that why did Prophet Abraham worry about the punishment of the Almighty Allah so that it might probably seize Lut as well? So, was he really worried about him? Of course, the clear answer to this question is that Abraham did know the matter, but for the certainty of his heart, he actually brought up this question, as this very great prophet had a similar condition about resurrection, and by restoring the birds to life, Allah illustrated the scenery of resurrection in front of him. So that's why he is asking these questions. Of course, he believes and he knows what is going to happen, but he wants his heart to be settled. But Allama Tabatabai, the great commentator, believes that the aim of Abraham was that he took the existence of Lut among that nation as a reason for removing the punishment from them. So Allama takes help from Surah Hud for this purpose, because in those verses we read that the Almighty Allah says, "He began disputing with us concerning the people of Lut. O Abraham, forsake this. Indeed, the decree of your Lord has come to pass, and surely there is coming upon them an irreversible chastisement." So Allama says that by mentioning the name of Lut, Prophet Abraham was actually looking and asking for the Almighty Allah to remove the punishment. But we believe that the answer that the angels gave here actually is about the deliverance of Lut and his family, and it shows that actually in these verses only Prophet Lut was spoken of. But the other verses of the Quran, specifically the ones we mentioned in the verses of among the verses of Surah Hud, they pursue a separate matter. And as we said, Prophet Abraham has asked this question only for being assured more. I mean, to be, for example, careful more. Not because of the very fact that he might not have the knowledge of what is going to happen. So, thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.